100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. We got ourselves a weekly challenge here where I post a topic, you come up with the stories, I gather them up. Tinny sits on me and digs her claws into me, stupid little cat. And, yeah. What were the topics? It was a pick two. Alligator, bath, vindictive, caterwaul, Mildred, bruises, that's life, and mush. Would you like to go ahead and hear the stories? Okay. Here we go.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. This week's story is called Vindictive Bruises. The pilot wanted to land the plane. He wanted to drop every single passenger safely at the airport. He checked his flight plan and was confident he could do just that. He greeted them one by one. He smiled and exchanged a few words of encouragement with those flying for the first time. Mid-air, the stewardess said someone wanted to talk to him. He left the cabin and saw her. He knew, right there and then, that the passengers weren't safe. He was going to kill a few and bruise a bunch. "Where is she sitting again?" he asked, sneering. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast. I finished up episode 24, final episode. Should be uploaded to iTunes today, Sunday sometime. And so it's all done, all 24 episodes. Good long podcast story. Check it out at iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Anyway, here's my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 693, which is a pick-two challenge. Here we go. Linoleum Amanda dropped to Bilbert's side, checking carefully for bruises, and then threw her arms around him. "You poor boy, what happened to you?" One of the boys in the crowd laughed and said, "That's life. You mess with a guy's girlfriend, he just might turn you into mush." I don't think Tony was being vindictive, just protecting what he thought was his. Linoleum Amanda sat back on her feet and frowned. "You've been messing around with a girl other than me?" Bilbert coughed. "No, I just told Marissa I'd meet her at the dance. I was hoping you'd be there too." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club. That makes it difficult to explain away some of the consequences of Fight Club. There's the cuts and bruises, black eyes, and the occasional missing tooth. And when you walk into work sporting a fresh set of injuries, people are going to ask questions. Now I'm not a vindictive person, but somebody has to take the rap. And that somebody is my husband. That's why everyone in work thinks he's a wife beater. And it's also why everyone at Fight Club is out to get the bastard.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got two stories this evening. Because last week, my email server ate my story. Hopefully, it'll make it through this week. And my story this evening is called Extreme Skill Set. Frank was the go-to person when you needed a particular difficult job done. Take alligator bathing. Not one on my list, but then I'm not Frank. Frank discovered gators are rather fond of bubble baths. They like to have their stomachs rubbed with a brisk bath brush. Odd as this might seem, they prefer cold water to hot. I asked Frank once, what was the trickiest part of bathing an alligator? It's not so much the bathing part, noted Frank. It's the tall drying. They tend to see this as an excellent opportunity to take off your arm. And my story this evening is called Queen of the Adriatic. Ah, Venice. Plaza San Marco. St. Mark's Basilica, the home of the Gothic masterpiece, the Doge Palace. A city so historic, a permit for a skylight costs 10,000 lira and takes 3 years to process. A city with worse August disease vectors than Paris. A city whose mere air bit in the hair to the Holy Roman Empire. A city sinking into the sea because, unlike most respectful cities, it's pretty much built on mud. The only reason it hasn't gone the way of Atlantis is millions of piers of alder have resisted the effect of the sea. A city on piers. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Oh, whoa.
Good morning, this is Richard. And this is my submission for the pick two, using the topics alligator and bath. It's called Bath Time. My wife had that look in her eye again. The pile of towels that she dumped unceremoniously next to me, accompanied by that accusatory sigh, spoke more eloquently than any words ever could. "We've been through this before," I said. "Your dog, your responsibility. If you're going to let him play in the mud, you bath him." She grabbed the towels and headed for the bathroom, grumbling. I waited for the inevitable shrieks, crashes, and cursing that would follow, whilst idly pondering the practicalities of buying her an alligator for her birthday. Now, that would be a bath time worth watching. There you go. I'm done until next time, whenever that may be. So until then, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's okay to sing in the shower, but dancing in the shower is a bad idea. You'll slip and fall. Maybe you'll hit your head on something, and if you wake up, you'll wake up bloody and bruised. Everything's blurry and out of focus. What the hell just happened? You check your teeth. They're all still there. See the blood in the shower? Check yourself for cuts. Try to dry your hair with a towel. Blood on the towel. And as you try to get out, you slip again and hit your head again, and back into the dark you go.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the pick two topics of alligator bath, vindictive caterwaul, Mildred, bruises, that's life, and mush. What will the next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge be on? Well, in a week, you'll find out. Just kidding. It's going to be on speed. So get those stories ready. You got all week. Get them recorded. Send them on in. One a day until the day I die.com. That's where you'll see the archives, the text of the stories, and all kinds of other stuff. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.